Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm awesome. I'm great. As always,
I'm
we like
awesome.
I beg to differ. As always, we have an incredible cases to share with you today. But we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we are saying that you will not need our treatment too after a while if you follow our diet and stress management recommendations. Last week we had with us two great cases, incredible stories. Harry, who had a severe pinched nerve in his shoulder blade, which was bothering him a great deal. He had the problem for over 9 months, and he had one treatment and the pain never came back. We also had with us Betty, who suffered from over 20 years of sinus problems, sinus congestion. She was put on a steroid spray, but the doctors were telling her actually it was affecting her lungs, so she had to stop that and had to do basically salt rinses every day. She also injured her shoulder in July of this year and was not able to move it. She had a lot of pain, stiffness, stiff neck for 5 years, and also right knee pain for many, many years, forever, as long as she can remember, which her doctor wanted to recommend a knee replacement, which she refused. After two treatments, she no longer is doing the salt rinses. She hasn't done it in several days, where she had to do it every day. Her knee pain is gone. Her shoulder pain is gone. She can move her shoulder, and she can breathe easily without any inhalers or salt rinses or steroid spray. And two treatments, that's it. Amazing. And she was actually referred to us by her son, Eric, who also suffered from high blood pressure and severe stress, back pain. And after the first treatment, he also had phenomenal results. His energy was sky high, through the roof. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Do you want to add anything, Dr. Tong?
No, let's go to our cases.
Okay, let's get to our first guest. Okay, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Jessica. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. We're so happy to have you on with us. Jessica has actually been on our show several times in the past few years before. Why don't I let you talk about it since you know your story the best. How did you come about? You first came to see us in 2009, I believe, a few years back. So tell us what you were suffering from.
I think long.
It was 2009.
Oh, really?
So I had had a leukemia when I was 13, and through the treatment, I had developed avascular necrosis, which mm-hmm. all of my joints collapsed. I was in excruciating pain. So I had gone to specialist after specialist. I've gotten numerous surgeries. Nothing was really helping. And I was at the point where I was literally crawling upstairs, and it was no way to live. And I had gone to a doctor. This is probably, I would say, like the third or fourth doctor I had gone to for pain management in a month period. I went to this doctor, and he sat there and goes, I want to take out the cartilage in your knees. And I was like, does cartilage grow back? And he said, no. And I was like, well, I had gotten my cartilage removed a couple of years ago, so I don't know what kind of surgery you're trying to do on me, but it's not going to make a difference. So I left crying hysterically. My mom finally was like, all right, this is it. I'm going to find you a doctor. Got online, found you guys, sent me over, and the rest is history.
Yes.
So the pain, when did that start? Was that since you were 13? Because when you came, you were 20, correct?
Yeah. 20 I had been in pain for 7 years.
7 years.
Seven
okay.
very long years.
Oh, okay. So it was just...
Sleep.
Okay.
To correct your doctor's mistake, number one, cartilage grow back. Just like skin, muscle, nerve, cartilage mm-hmm. do grow
it
back,
can.
Okay?
It can, yeah.
And the
can under the right conditions.
Yeah, when you have circulation. When you don't have circulation, that is what caused the cartilage to deteriorate and grow back and decay, okay? And that's also what caused the pain. So the pain mm-hmm. and the lack of cartilage are all symptoms, both caused by the blockages. So when you clear the blockage, the pain goes away. And even though you still don't have the cartilage, you don't have the pain. But if you learn how to maintain the circulation, the cartilage will grow back.
Which it has. I went in and I actually have reversed a lot of my damage.
Oh,
so
really?
It showed,
I reversed a lot of my damage
so
over the last couple of years.
It showed that you had cartilage in your knees?
Yeah, and I also,
wow.
I had had osteoporosis and now I have osteopenia.
Awesome.
So I've reversed my osteoporosis as well, which was... They never thought that would happen.
So
ever.
So your bone density is better now?
Yes, because osteopenia
so
is
so much
less.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this, okay? The body is like a house. The house, you know, all material degenerates, goes in disorder. That's called the law of entropy, the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy means that all material things are decaying, like drywall, ceiling, tile, carpet, all decays, all rots. Same thing like your skin cell, muscle cell, nerve cell, bone cells. Okay, what repairs it is negative entropic energy. That's the energy from your mind. Your mind keeps put the messy kitchen back to order and replace drywall, replace ceilings and so forth when you see it's rotting. And your mind attach your body to do that, attach a construction worker to it. In the body, your mind attached to cells, DNAs and so forth, and make new skin cell, new muscle cell, new cartilage cell, new bone cells to replace one out ones. So the most important thing that everybody, especially doctor, to learn an energy that's negative entropic. They have the ability to restore and rebuild stuff. So they are wrong.
So now, did you ever have your hips replaced? You did, right?
I did, but I was supposed to get both of my shoulders and both of my knees done.
Right.
And I was supposed to get them done like years ago, and I've just been able to put it off. And I was, before I came to you guys, I was at that point where I was like, okay, I have to do this. I have to buckle down and get these surgeries that I don't want, and I don't need them now.
Amazing.
Yeah, but after the surgery, you may not get better. You might get worse. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of times.
That's
so
why she didn't get them
fail
done.
Surgery, and
right.
That's like a nightmare.
Right. Now tell us, you told me you went to go see your oncologist recently, and she checked your heart. Tell us about that.
So the chemotherapy that I had gotten, when you get it, it comes in a bottle that says, caution, highly corrosive substance. And that's something that you wind up, you know, pumping through your heart. And so everyone that my doctor treats, she treats like people in young 20s and 30s who had had cancer when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she said all of her patients, their hearts look like they're in their 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at my heart and she goes, your heart is the first one I've seen that looks like a normal 25-year-old. And she was just astounded. She's like, she's like, get out of here. You're my best patient. Like, you don't even need me. She's like, I'll see you next year.
So did
but
you?
I was used to going every 3 months and having to get checked up and all this stuff. And then she was just like, nah, you're good.
So do you tell her why?
Oh, yes, definitely. And she was just like, keep on keeping on. She's like, because whatever you're doing is right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you haven't actually been in for a treatment for a year and a half. Since you've moved back.
To New York, right? Or someplace?
You're in Delaware now, right?
Delaware.
New Jersey,
okay.
Right. Well, Jessica, actually, she's an old soul. She bought a house. She's 25. She bought her own house already. Mm. And she is you're going to grad school now, right, for special education.
Yeah.
She hasn't been back for a year and a half, but the other thing I actually wanted to also talk about was your periods, and then also one time you were living here, you were volunteering at the hospital at Hogue, and they made you take a vaccine. Tell us about a couple of those things.
Oh, my goodness. So every time I've ever gotten the flu shot, I've gotten the flu, and I've gotten it really bad within 24 hours of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was working at the hospital, they were like, you know, you have to get this flu shot, and it was on a Thursday, and I go, okay, well, I won't see you guys at work tomorrow. So I wake up with like 100, I don't even know, my fever was like off the charts. I had never been so sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I like called you guys crying, and you were like, all right, come in.
And you had it for 5 days, correct? You were bedridden for 5 days.
Oh, I was sick for a while, and I called you guys, and I was just like, I need to come in. Like, I'm not getting better. You stuck a needle in between my toe, and I just started sweating profusely. My fever went away. I felt fine afterwards. And I was just like, how did that, like, one needle.
What size needle did you use, Dr. Elaine? You drain all her sweat.
Regular.
Is that a nail or that?
I just remember, like, I had to go home and take a shower. I was like, this is crazy. Like, everything just, like, came out at once.
And then afterwards, they wanted you to take the swine flu shot, too, correct?
A week later, you took the swine flu.
Did you refuse it or did you take it?
I had to take it. I was okay because I had come to you guys right before
getting it. Let's make this point very clear. The first time she was sicker than a dog for a long time.
Right.
And then one treatment clears the symptoms. A week later, she take
another
flu shot, the swine flu, okay?
Completely unnecessary.
And nothing happened.
Right.
Why?
You didn't get sick the second time.
Yes. That is the point.
Yes.
We restore your health. Your flu, your infection, you're not caused by the virus. That's not the main thing. The germs are not the main thing. How healthy you are is the main thing.
Right.
The second thing I want to really make it clear to everybody, okay? Putting criminals in a society to prevent the crime that they're causing is stupid. Very foolish. You put viruses in the body to prevent the disease they cause. It stimulates the immune system, but it never improves.
Mm-hmm.
It never improves or enhances. You put thief in a society, the police, you're not going to use thief to prevent thefts.
Right.
Very stupid.
Jessica, tell us a little bit also about your anemia, because you had to go get, how is that now, your blood count and everything?
It's been fine, which is crazy, because for the longest time it was pretty bad. I was always having to get, like, iron infusions and stuff like that. Up until 2009, I was getting iron infusions on the regular. And they never understood why my red blood cells were so small.
Mm-hmm.
So I had very sick red blood cells. And I remember when I started coming to you, my count increased.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, my blood cells were still small, but my bone marrow was actually making what it should be making, which hadn't been doing for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
So because of all the chemo and everything, I guess it, like, had suppressed my ability to, you know, make proper cells, and then now I'm making them. So.
Wow.
And you haven't had to have any iron infusions for several years now then?
Not since 2009.
Wow.
What do you think? Why is that, Jessica?
I wonder.
This is the test, okay? You're going to get an A or F, okay? So the answer is you guys.
Exactly.
What we did, okay, we put chi to your bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
We put chi to your kidney, which control the bone marrow.
Right. And I think, so, yeah, the several years of treatments really got her on her feet, and even not getting... Oh, so now tell us what happened yesterday, because you came in for a tune-up, which you needed.
Actually,
good for you.
I even said that the kidney one is my favorite. I always...
Yes,
I always
kidney,
feel that electricity when I get it.
Uh-huh.
What's been going on
recently?
Yeah,
I really needed one. Yeah, and so I would say the last, like, 9 months, I have on the regular just been like, that's it, I'm getting on a plane, I'm flying out, I need my acupuncture. And I haven't had the ability to take time off of work, so I've just been, my house has been, I've been tired, and just like, my skin's been bad, and my digestion's been awful, and it's not as bad as it should be and how bad as it used to be before I started coming, but mm-hmm. I felt that I was starting to deteriorate because I hadn't been in a while. Mm-hmm. So I came in, and it's like the second I get the first shot, the room just seems brighter, everything just feels better, and I woke up this morning, I feel like $1 million.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, one thing is Jessica has a lot of heat. She was always talking about heat coming up because she likes spicy
foods. I'm so bad.
She eats a whole sriracha bottle in 2 weeks. So I told you, once a week, limit it.
Yeah.
That's the point. Okay. We try to restore your health. You need to learn to maintain it.
Right.
And the hot and cold food is really one of the most.
Right. You already run hot. You've had all that chemotherapy in the past, which is very hot.
Yeah, it dries you.
So their propensity to get hot is already higher because of that history. So.
Now, do allergies make you hotter as well? Because I have really bad allergies.
Allergies is phlegm, and phlegm can be produced by heat too. If you have too much
phlegm, causes heat. When the phlegm is not eliminated, you know, stagnant phlegm turns into heat.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, but the sinuses are better now, right? After the treatment?
Yeah, they're cleared up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen. You can eat a lot of spicy food. You come to us every day. We'll clear it.
In moderation, We got her on some herbs to get her back on track, and you should continue those while
you're
not
getting
treatment.
No, you can eat a lot of spicy food. Just come all the time.
I need to move back that way. I can eat all the spicy
Exactly,
food.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to you moving back after you graduate from grad school.
Oh, man, that's good.
Oh, I hope.
Anything else you want to add?
I don't even know. Oh, I remember I had been on the birth control just for I had ovarian cysts, and I had really, really, really bad ones. And you started doing all the shots to right by my ovaries, and within 3 months they were gone.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
And this is something I had had since I was 13.
Yeah.
Like I had excruxiatingly bad ones.
Oh, you
since
didn't
I was 13.
Tell us about that. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're okay. Great.
Keep
I haven't
talking.
Had one since.
Keep telling us stories.
I know. I forget about these things. Actually, I don't think you told us about it.
You know.
I remember because I just remember you had like concentrated on I had gone into the doctor and I'd gotten an ultrasound done, and they were like, wow, what happened to your ovaries? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, you have these awful cysts. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, no wonder I'm in pain all the time. And you were like, okay, well, we got to get rid of them. So you just started, every time I come in, you'd do, like, an extra shot or two there. And within, like, 3 months, they were all gone.
You have tests to prove that or what?
Yeah, I had my ultrasound again, and they were gone, and then I haven't had one since.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's another thing is that those birth control pills are bad for you. They are progestins. They are not really progesterones. Mm-hmm. They cause breast cancer, cervical cancer. They cause cancer because they are not really your natural hormones.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my mom had had. Actually, breast cancer runs in my family, and my mom had had a breast cancer that was fueled by hormones, yeah.
Right.
So that was scary. So now I don't actually worry about it anymore because I'm like, okay, well, I'm good.
You don't have to worry about anything. Just come to us. Let us do the worry. And we don't worry. We just fix you.
Well, Jessica responds very,
exactly.
She's very spiritual.
Exactly.
She responds very well. She responds, I mean, with everything your body went through, you responded very quickly.
Exactly.
And even when
she's young.
She's young.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
She's young. But even when you were coming, she actually didn't come as often as she should have because she was busy studying, but she would you would respond very quickly. So
actually, most important is that we are good.
Definitely. I don't even think good is an understatement.
You're right. You're smarter than I thought.
She's very smart. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. Our listeners love you. They always say, oh, we got to get Jessica back on. She's great.
No kidding.
Well, thanks for fixing me.
Well, have a safe flight back, and we'll see you when you come back. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest today, Jerry. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to be here.
Yes. We're so happy to have. He's actually our in-house guest today.
Yeah.
Jerry's been on our show before. So give us a little background of how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself. And
where are you from?
Where you're from.
Well, I'm from Naples, Florida. And thank God I get out to Southern California once in a while. But in 2010, I heard Dr. Tong on the radio and felt I should give him a call and see what he could do for me. I called him. He was kind enough to see me before I flew back to Naples, Florida. I was so impressed. About a week, I got my affairs in order, came back to Southern California and saw him for about 2 weeks every other day.
Oh.
And so what kind of problem? You got to tell your problem. It's very impressive.
I forgot that you came back afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. The
wow,
first time. Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Well, I just
couldn't get away from us, huh?
Well, yeah. I just got results very quickly. I was diagnosed with squamous carcinoma of the head and neck, cancer under the tongue. And at the time, I was treated in Florida with chemo and radiation. And the treatment was, well, almost worse than the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I had several problems, and by coming to see Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine, I was able to get some relief the first time that I was treated and knew that that had to be a good path to go on. And so I have continued to see them, and my tongue is now about 95% better than it was.
Actually, Jerry, you forgot to tell the surgeon you want rare or medium rare, not well done. your radiation cooked so much. Okay?
Yeah, basically.
Tell us all the problems. Yes. You don't have saliva and tell us all that.
Tell us how long you had the chemo for. When were you first diagnosed, actually?
Well, they started treatment in March of 2008.
Okay.
And finished treatment, I think it was in July of 2008. And because of the treatment, eventually all of my teeth broke off right at the gum line. I didn't have any saliva. I couldn't sleep much more than about a half an hour. My tongue would stick to the roof of my mouth, but I just kept persisting. And then, thank God, I found Dr. Tong. And today, I have more moisture in my mouth, more saliva. I'm able to sleep through the night. And thank God they didn't do any surgical procedures on mm-hmm. me, just with the chemo and radiation. But
and you can eat In-N-Out hamburger.
Well, yes. I am able to eat an In-N-Out, which is a joy.
Right. You couldn't taste anything either, right?
Yeah, I had no taste. All the taste buds were killed, as you know, though the taste buds are pretty much in the tongue,
uh-huh.
and all of the tongue was just like a dead piece of dead meat. It was really...
Well done.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow, that's
but that is not a very good kind of life you live, okay? You cannot eat, you cannot drink, and you cannot sleep, and it's painful. Was it
right.
painful?
Well, yes, I had to trick my brain. I don't use the word pain. I just said I had a considerable discomfort
yeah.
in my mouth and was able to kind of fool myself for a while, and I still don't use the word pain.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have said, well, if you go and get the acupuncture, doesn't that hurt when they use needles on you? And I said, well, compared to what? You know, I feel that it's just a minor discomfort to get the great results that
yeah.
I have been experiencing.
So you come only maybe once or twice a year.
A year, yes.
But mm-hmm. in between, you're symptom-free.
Yes. Matter of fact, it's a progressive type thing. It doesn't happen instantly.
Right.
The body does take a little while to heal.
Right.
But
correct.
To
yes.
get the impetus to get the body started to get on the path of being well. And As you may know, Western medicine, all they do is treat the symptom. They don't go for the problem that the body actually has, and that's where I feel you, Dr. Tong, and you, Dr. Elaine, work on that basis.
Western medicine, Western approach is for like fighting something, killing something,
right.
Killing the cancer. You know, in the meantime, you kill your tongue, you kill your throat, you kill all the cells, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But the healing, let me expound on that, okay, means that we make your body regenerate and remake, reproduce, manufacture cells in the tongue, in the throat area, and your saliva glands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now they are working. They restore the function.
Yes.
It's not just because, oh, now you got saliva. What happened? We make your saliva gland, remake it, okay, by sending the qi and the blood that containing the life.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn this. We are all made up of qi. That's our true nature. And
our
we come
spirit.
In the, yeah, our spirit. And our spirit come to this world and attach to our body and continue to make new skin cell, muscle cell, cartilage, and bones.
Whatever
and
your body
nerve.
Needs, whatever your physical body needs.
The physical body is entropic. Entropy. Everything's rotting. Okay? The qi is negative entropy. Okay? It produces. You have the ability to manufacture. New stuff like you manufacture drywall, ceiling, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the same thing with your body. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So you've actually been coming for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gains you've made in the beginning have sustained.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You haven't regressed at all.
It's been great.
Yeah. This time you said that the back of your tongue was still dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And numb. So what happened when I gave you one treatment?
Well, I got into town on Tuesday, saw Dr. Tong on Wednesday. He did some treatment on the back part of my tongue, which I had some concerns about there. And it's actually a little better than it was when I saw him. And even though the whole front of the tongue, back about three quarters of the way, is back to normal, but the very back of the tongue still needs a little bit of work, and we're working on that this time.
But that one treatment already improved it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. We will continue next week with Jerry's story, and have a great weekend, guys. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.